We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. That could not have been a more inappropriate lead-in to the show because it's very pro-Phillies, and I'm not about to be
They bombed last night.
But let me just say, Jonesy, I was not on yesterday, and I had the last 36 hours, I have experienced a monstrous epiphany in Philadelphia sports.
Epiphany, yes.
And the reward will be the listener today. This show today is going to be so good. I personally hired a guy from DoorDash. And the minute this show is over, we're sending the tape all the way up to New York to the Museum of Radio and Television because they're going to want to put this next to Edward R. Murrow.
Isn't DoorDash for food?
Yeah, well, this is food for the mind.
This is food for the mind. Yes. Thank you, Josie. Yes. This is food for thought.
Okay.
We are dashing food up to New York. Now, you could say how technically you could just stream it to them.
Yeah.
I'm old school.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what I want to talk about today because I realized old school still works for people. Mm-hmm. Speaking of old school, we are going to, in studio today, say goodbye to maybe our favorite person all the years we've been here, Ray Dittiger. He'll be here at 8 o'clock. We have James Bradbury on our show today. He is the latest example of an incredible offseason by Howie Roseman. And I just got to understand. He's going to – see, I need him to give me a little scouting report on the receivers we have.
Yeah, that's
he
good.
He covered Devontae Smith. What does he think of him?
That's a great question.
I got to assume at some point he encountered A.J. Brown. This guy is an elite corner. We're going to pick his brain at 8:30 today to find out what he's thinking about all this other stuff. And at 9:30, in a comment that a lot of people saw as treason in Dallas, Michael Irvin said the Eagles are building a dynasty here.
I heard that.
And he's coming on the show to explain, A, why he feels that way, and B, oh, he must have gotten some charming feedback. Can you imagine those hillbillies in Texas, Ray? The Dallas, Texas people?
No, I think they all kind of feel the same way.
I mean, hope
his
they
buddy
do.
Skip Bayless feels that way?
Here's my first question to Michael Irvin. Michael, mm-hmm. Do you realize you're way more popular now in Philadelphia than you ever were when you were a player? All right, and John Johnson's out at 7 because he's got a theory on what's going on with the Philadelphia Phillies that is very interesting, fascinating, and I want him to roll it out for you at 7 o'clock. But I'm just going to tell you what happened to me on Tuesday night. I'm watching the Phillies game, Al. I could see it in real time. I'm staying up late, like after 10, because I'm not working the next day. And in the when this Joe Girardi and the way he manages his team, when I saw that he was not using his closer in an amazing comeback game, in a game that Bryce Harper explained exactly why he was the MVP in the league again this year, what he did in that, I'm going to be completely honest. When he didn't put the closer in, mm-hmm. Nick Nelson, who had never closed the game. Mm-hmm. He had five guys on the staff with closing experience.
Yeah.
When he put Nick Nelson in, ladies and gentlemen, hand to God, I started rooting against the Phillies.
No.
I wanted them to lose. I wanted people to see how stupid the managing of Joe Girardi is. Jonesy, I swear to God.
I don't blame you.
I wanted them to lose because I realized something in that moment. They are not going to win a damn thing. $250 million payroll or not, They're not winning anything while that robot is the manager of the team. Right?
It's 100% accurate.
No, and that guy, Rhea, to your credit, I said, Rhea, I hope you guys blistered his ass yesterday. You did. And I'm going to just tell you, he has literally, ladies and gentlemen, this has happened like twice in all the time I've been here. He has made me root against my own team. We're the flagship station, and this is the morning show of it. And I want them to lose until Joe Girardi is gone. Is anybody listening who's on the same boat I'm on right now?
No. Yes.
Because that guy is putrid.
He is.
He is worse than bad. He's the worst manager I've ever seen manage our baseball team. He's pathetic. And this binder crap and all these stats, take them all and flush them down the toilet, Girardi. You're horrible. Now, Al, in an effort to, I don't want to be all negative today.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to champion the cause of a new coach in this town.
Oh.
Because I have found someone that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Not in baseball, different sport. And now I believe, Al, my throwing my support behind his candidacy, inevitably, he'll get the job.
Huh?
Don't you think?
No.
That's usually how it doesn't go around here.
All right. Anyway, let me start with this. All right. Let's go to last night. So, last night, Ranger Suarez is at 88 pitches. He just strikes a guy out,
yes,
but we
did.
Can't take any chances. It's 4-4. We just tied it up. We better get him out. So let's go to a guy who has not worked that much recently and that we saved the previous night, Alvarado.
Mm-hmm. He didn't want him to face righties the night before.
He didn't want him to face righties in the ninth inning. So he went with Nick Nelson. Al, the first two hitters up when Alvarado came in were right-handers.
Yeah.
Does it make sense to you?
No.
Rhea, any sense to you?
Zero.
Jonesy?
Not for a second.
Not for a second. All right, so Alvarado's in, and I don't know, did anybody else see a wild pitch coming?
Oh, my God.
Even if you saw this coming, you did not envision what would happen next. 4-4 game. This is a deciding play. And last night's game, listen to this.
0-1, way inside, bounces in there, almost hit Riley. JT picks it up, fires to second, and it goes through everybody, through Segura, through Stott, through Odubel. Swanson is up, he'll circle the bases. A throw from the catcher goes through three fielders for the Phillies, and Dansby Swanson just scored from first base on a ball in the dirt.
Wow. Wow. Mm. They would never come back,
no.
Even though Bryce Harper, four more hits.
Four for five.
He's unbelievable.
Now, a little later in the show, I would like to explore his thinking right now. I just want to know if he's in a good mood, you know, how he's feeling about the current state of his baseball team. He's having an amazing year.
They're trying
year.
To get him to pop off.
Yeah.
No, Salisbury's
he needs
his best.
To.
Salisbury's
no.
doing his best.
Salisbury, who covers them for NBC Sports Philadelphia, is literally on the warpath.
He is amazing.
As is Michael Barkin. Yeah. I am not alone anymore in my crusade against Girardi. I have added some new people to my bandwagon. But let me just give you. So Girardi acknowledges that they threw the game away. Here he is.
Let's they gave it away. Alvin had a hard time throwing strikes. They have the ball miss, you know, the throw from JT missed by a couple guys. And then we didn't do much after that offensively. It's unfortunate.
All right, Joe, here's where it gets fun, just following this robot.
Yes.
All right, this guy is not a human being. He is a big a big computer right in the middle of the dugout. That's all he is.
He's a binder.
All right,
he's a binder.
He is. Yep.
All right, so Girardi is somebody has the the misfortune of asking Girardi what his thinking was of removing Suarez after he struck someone out at 88 pitches. And basically, he sees that all of these guys, all of the guys on his staff, are overworked. Mm-hmm. Listen to what he said about, is it time to give Suarez a break?
Well, I think we're looking at all of them, to be honest with you, right? You know, we got two guys coming off COVID, right? F would make four starts in 16 days. Right? That's a lot for a guy coming off COVID. You know, Nola has worked hard. Gibby has worked hard. Wheeler's coming off COVID too, right? So we just felt it was in our best interest for all of them.
Got to get them all a break, Al. They're coming off COVID.
Right.
Eflin struck out 12 the other day.
I took the liberty of calling management when I heard that caught. And Kyle Quinn will do hours 8 and 9
okay.
Next week because Joe Wechter's coming off COVID.
That's true.
Can't ask Wechter. You can't have him do 4 hours. Coming off COVID?
I don't even.
What is that?
It's a guy that.
What is that?
It's a guy that's done. He's just done. You can tell. He's
not even taking the time to get a creative answer
anymore. No, all he's doing is like, I just said earlier, it's Memorial Day, so it's officially, you can't say it's early anymore.
Okay.
So he's used that for how many months? It's
right.
Early. Now it's like, the guys are tired. No, he has no answers to anything. He most maddening thing to me is he won't even get mad when he's mad.
No.
Like when you question him, I would rather
he
would pop off, at least show me something there.
When I'm playing for you. When I endorse my candidate, different sport, you will hear him do that repeatedly without conscience. He doesn't care. That's what I want in my sports world. All right, finally. So Barkan, Michael Barkan, and again, I don't think they can completely vent, but he came pretty close to ripping Girardi apart last night. Listen to this.
Joe, come on. Do not baby these guys. They're making millions upon millions of dollars to play baseball. To play hard. Ride them a little bit, for goodness sakes.
All right. And finally, I just want you to hear this, because Ruben Amaro, Al, is not a critical analyst.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the contrary.
Last night he was.
He was getting frustrated himself at how awful they're playing. They're 4 under .500 with a $250 billion payroll and a robot for a manager. And he basically, if you hear the end of this cut, he's basically saying the Phillies lost last night's game the previous night. Hangover. Listen.
It's just a sloppy baseball game. I mean, this was not not a game that you want to highlight very, very much. And, you know, the Phillies have to just play much cleaner baseball. This is not the kind of game that you want to play, especially when you're down here in Atlanta and you're trying to battle. And I do believe that there's a little bit of a hangover over that tough loss last night.
A hangover. They lost the previous night because he wouldn't use his closer 3 straight days.
Well, they lost
though his closer wanted to come in and pretty much did everything but walk out to the mound. He lost last night's game Tuesday night. He still got a jackass in center field, Odubel.
Oh, my God.
All Odubel does is find new ways to screw over his team. What is he doing? How the hell is that man still here? Joe must go. Joe must go. Today, not tomorrow. I want him out in Atlanta. All right. In a minute, I'm going to endorse the guy I do want because he's the exact opposite, 100% the opposite. But here's our contest today, and we have phenomenal stuff. Would you enjoy? This is all stuff related to Memorial Day. How would a $100 Acme gift card go right now? Would that help you a little bit? How about tickets to go see Jackie the Joke Man Motley at the Event Center on June 9th? How about an Eagles Backyard Grill Pack for Memorial Day weekend? How about a copy of Ray Dittage's book, Fit His Business, and we will get him to sign it. That makes it worth more. I got tickets to the New Jersey Beer Festival at the Battleship New Jersey in Camden on June 25th. And a $25 gift card to Boston Market. I am the judge today. I am looking for the opposite of Joe Girardi. Managers or coaches, past or present, who are most exciting.
Dynamic.
You couldn't wait to hear what they said. Because listening to Joe after a game is doubling the torture. 215-592-9494. In our own city, Al, I have like 8 or 9 very exciting managers and coaches. Very exciting. Some of them, one of them Keith Jones played for.
Huh.
Oh, yes, he did. Let's kick it off today with my brother Scott in Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Good answer of the morning, crew. What's good with you?
With me is that damn Girardi. I've had enough of him. He needs to go today.
Who's worse, Rivers or Girardi?
Girardi is, and I hate Rivers.
Yeah, that's speaking volume, man. You really must hate him because
listen, he's worse than what's that? Jack Gabe Kapler. He's worse than Kapler. He's worse than all of them, Scott. He's new level worse.
That binder, of course, we've talked about it, Reed. He's got to have some kind of pictures in there. Ain't that much looking in a binder.
No, what is he doing?
I can't stand it. He
just took a series they could have won the first three games of and blew two of them against the division foe. Are you watching this, Dombrowski? Do something.
And you know he didn't bring him in. So, like I said, what's the problem with letting him go? He's done that in the past. Dombrowski, I forget what team it was, let somebody go, not even the middle of the season, and he didn't bring him in. So why is he given this long leash?
Scott,
I can't understand it. I can't stand him.
Scott, stop for a second. I just realized, I don't want to get personal here. Didn't you call Monday?
Yeah.
Scott, be careful. I'm noticing today, Jonesy, are you hearing it? You sound tired. This is two calls in the same week, and you didn't get 4 days rest off between calls? Are you okay?
Nope.
Are you right now, do you have an IV in your arm?
Nope.
Are you using oxygen to breathe?
Nope.
You're able to make two calls in the same week, Scott?
Yep.
God bless you. How does he do it?
Effort.
Iron Man.
Scott, I don't know. And I don't even hear it. You don't even sound hoarse. You sound like you're very awake, and you seem to be doing fine here, Scott. You must be an Iron Man. You must be durable. Wow. I'm going to have to start doing that, Al. I'm going to have to start
take
putting.
Take Wednesdays off.
Watching these games is killing me, Brother Angelo.
All right. Now, hold on.
There's ways to do it.
You're getting right near your word count now, Scott, so I better go with you for the contest. Who is an excited coach or manager?
I'm going to say Billy Martin.
Billy Martin. Wow. Al, Billy Martin was so exciting. He would fist fight his own players in the dugout.
That's the best.
Al, he threw a punch at Reggie Jackson.
Mr. Artur.
In the dugout.
Fired, hired.
And I have heard many stories about Billy Martin.
Fired.
From what I understand now, off the field, one of the most miserable horse's asses anyone would ever meet.
Really?
A bad guy start to finish. And when he had his snout full, when he had taken a couple of nips, back off, there's going to be trouble.
That's old school, Al.
That's old school.
Snoutful.
But for our contest, he's a fine selection because he was very excited. Any manager or coach who's going to take a slug at a player during the game has to be considered. 215-592-9490 for this room. Jump on. When we return, I will hereby, Al, endorse the next coach or manager I want in our city.
Cool.
And I am not asking. I am demanding. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 617.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 6:23 is your time here. We're going to do the question of the day in a second. I have just fallen in love.
Mm-hmm.
head over heels.
Okay.
And I had already, Al Morgagni, to be completely honest, Al Morgagni has been champion of the cause of this individual. And I am late to the party, but now I want it to just be my decision.
I'm afraid you're going to ruin it.
No, I am not. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm really afraid that you're going
to. Understand. I want you to understand fully my thinking. I have become a loud, nasty critic of Joe Girardi. These criticisms, being that I am an Italian-American, have not gone over well in South Philadelphia.
Correct.
I have received quite a number of emails from South Philadelphia and people going, what are you doing with Joe? He's one of us.
How can you tell the accent in the email?
I know.
That wasn't an accent. I'm Italian.
No, he's not one of us.
Anyway, he's not. So I went, oh, man, I'm getting killed from South Philly. I don't care what you are. If you stink, you stink. But then I thought, wait a minute, I might be able to wiggle out of this a little bit if I find an Italian I can support.
Yes.
Huh.
And then I'm on Philly Voice. I guess, again, I might have been a little late to this. And Philly Voice reported yesterday that the Flyers have sat down and interviewed one of the most exciting coaches or managers ever, John Tortorella. And hereby, Al, I hereby 100% endorse the next coach of the Flyers to be Mr. John Tortorella.
Just don't blow it for
and
us,
just
please.
Understand. Hold on. And here's why, Al. Because this Girardi is robotic and annoying and pathetic.
Yeah.
John Tortorella doesn't take any prisoners. John Tortorella, when his team stinks, Al, he just says they stunk.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what he said after a loss. I don't even know where he said this. Listen to Torts.
This is going to be really quick. I'm not taking any questions. We sucked from head to toe. And we need to move by it. So I'm not going to dissect it with you guys. I know you have to do your job, but I'm not answering any questions. Okay? So that should finish.
We suck from head to toe. I will not take your questions. And that's not the only time he's done that. Right, Jonesy? He sometimes will be so upset, he will just go off and then say, no questions. Get out of here.
He's one of the best sound bites there is in hockey.
But here's when I fell in love. Al Morgagni says to me, you don't know. When Tortorella was the coach of the Rangers, there was some guy, a pack of idiots behind the
in
bench,
Washington,
led by some jabroni with a mohawk.
Yes.
This is on YouTube. You
yes,
can see
is.
This. Al, the guy got so mad. Tortorella got a stick during a playoff game and attempted to get it in between the plexiglass to jab the guy in the face.
That's amazing.
That is love. That is my... Al, I hereby... There's only one candidate will make me happy.
No,
John Tortorella.
Right. Al,
relevance? Will he make people more interested in the Flyers?
Yeah, they need to consider that. I very rarely can take that into consideration, but the Flyers have to.
Right? Is he a winner, Jonesy?
He is.
All right, finally,
the cup.
Most importantly, this is real. I always think this. Sometimes it happens. You bring a coach into the city who tells the truth, the brutal truth.
Yep.
Sometimes it kind of nudges the other coaches to be more open.
That's
I'm
true.
Hoping
That's true.
Tortorella will get Sirianni to say more.
We'll get
and Doc, forget.
Yeah, forget it. He's not going to be here.
But I would like to see more of that kind of stuff. And throughout this morning, I looked up a Tortorella rants.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's a whole, there's
oh
tons
God.
Of them.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the morning, I will flavor this show with more amazing comments made by whom I am endorsing as the next coach of the Flyers, John Tortorella. Jones, are you with me?
100% with
you. Al, you with me?
I love that.
What percentage?
What do you mean?
He just said 100. Say 100.
Oh, 100.
All right. Rhea.
100.
Ah! Hold on.
Now I'm worried.
Ava, nothing to get your opinion, but your husband runs a website.
Yeah, BroadStreetHockey.com, BSHJ.
I need a 100% endorsement from William Matz this morning.
All right. I will wake him up soon.
And the people in South Philly, there's an Italian I like.
Very much.
So back off. But Joe sucks. All right. Anyway, in fact, let's find out how much he sucks.
What a transition.
Here's our first question of the day. Listen to this.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Having trouble finding the car, truck, or SUV you want? Let Armin Chevrolet make your search easy. Find a road to ArminChevy.com. Who is the worst Phillies manager in the past 30 years? John Felsky, Nick Leyva, Ryan Sandberg, Joe Girardi.
Joe Girardi. Keith Jones.
Joe Girardi.
Al Morganti.
Sandberg.
Three of you.
Not even close, Sandberg.
Oh, you guys. He wasn't a robot.
At least he quit. At least he knew when to quit.
Ava, we're hung. Could you please break the tie?
Nah. Why not? Today I'll go Joe Girardi.
Joe Girardi. That kid's doing some fine young work. Thank you.
He's improved a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Jonesy.
Joe must go. John must stay.
Joe must go. Joe must go. Joe must go.
I'll go to Malik in Mount Airy. Hi, Malik.
Good morning. All I can do is laugh. I mean, at the end of the day, listen, you give him average to below average players. He didn't sign Odubel Herrera. He did not sign him. Who signed him? Joe Dombrowski.
Yeah, Dave Dombrowski.
You brought him back multiple times, and it's nothing about him that says he's going to improve or he's intelligent when it comes to baseball.
No, you're right. Malik, you're right.
Literally, the fact that you swung at a ball that literally went through your groin, literally, you swung at it. That tells me everything I need to know about you as a baseball player.
How about the play in center field? Did you see the play last night, Malik?
Absolutely. You know what? Listen, you know how you ever get so angry that all you can do is laugh? All I can do is laugh. Because you're telling me that your baseball intelligence says, stand there, let a ball go past me, and then realize I should be picking it up. Because here's the thing. Every once in a while, as a center fielder, you know, you're behind second base. Every once in a while, there's an error, and guess what you're supposed to do? Cover their backs. Not, oh, the ball runs past me, and I got to run darn near to the wall to get it. Oh, yeah. That's right. That was for me. And then you're looking like, whoa, what happened here? You're the center fielder. You're the backup. Just like when you throw pass first base, the catcher is the backup.
All right, hold on for 1 second, Malik. Baseball. Let me stop because I'm not totally clear. I know you did some blaming of Dombrowski for having Odubel there. No argument. But do you like Girardi?
Here's the thing. Girardi is a patsy at this point because here's my problem. You got bums. Listen, they went out and signed new players. If you keep getting fifth grade, like the fifth, if you got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you get him F type of players and say, hey, win me games.
No, he's a loser.
We got rid of Castellanos.
I'm not enjoying your call, Malik. Give me somebody who is exciting manager or coach.
Lou Piniella.
Oh, good one. Very good one.
That is a great one.
Al, he threw some wild tantrum.
The kicking of the
You know, Jonesy, am I nuts that there's not that much of it anymore in sports?
No, it's unfortunate.
I mean, when you got all these players doing the theatrical stuff with their injuries, oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that if you were a coach or manager, you'd ramp it up a little bit,
yes,
too?
Yes, I would.
I need more. I need more people kicking dirt on home plate.
Miss those days.
I need people jowl to jowl where their spittle is being transferred.
Yeah, we don't do that much anymore.
No more with COVID, no.
I think it might be the COVID.
Taken away from us.
Hassan is up next from Gladwin. Hi, Hassan.
Good morning.
What are you feeling, pal?
For the first time in my life, I like Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah, but I'll bet Dallas hates him.
Yeah, they. I know they do, and it's so crazy. They put out the rankings of the running backs. Did you see that the other day?
No. Where did Miles rank?
He wasn't ranked at all.
Ouch.
That's the sad part.
Wow.
Dallas had two running backs ranked in the top 15. We didn't have one in the top 30.
Ezekiel.
All right, Elliott's kind of past his prime.
Kind of, yeah.
So Miles didn't make the top 30.
He didn't make the top 30 at all, and that's our weakest position per the experts. So hopefully, Miles comes out and does well and proves everybody wrong because, you know, hopefully that's not the weakest position. You know, how we had a great summer so far. So hopefully, you know, we can do something well with that and sign.
I am not that worried. Miles is not a problem in my eyes. Miles, just give him a little room to run. He'll be great. He'll be terrific.
Absolutely.
I have no problem. You got to stay healthy,
yeah,
Hassan. That's
the
big thing. Just stay healthy. Hassan, give me an exciting manager or coach.
The legend, John Chaney.
John Chaney. Oh, great.
The one-eyed Jack Stare.
I'm going to kill you, Cal Perry. All right, anyway, just so you...
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I've been working on that stuff here. Anyway, let me... I got to give you what Irvin said, because he's coming on at 9:30, Al, and I know he took some heat. So this is right after... I don't even think this was Bradberry. That might
have
been...
No, it was after the
this
draft.
Was after
this was after
the
draft and the receiver. Yeah.
This is before they even got Bradberry, so we could update this. But Michael Irvin's on ESPN. No, I'm sorry, NFL Network. And listen to the statement he made.
Boy, this scares me right here, man. But I think this thing lines up so great for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
If the right hands get on the steering wheel of the Eagles and the right hand under the center, the Dallas Cowboys and Cowboys Nation can hear the two worst words they ever want to hear. A Philadelphia dynasty.
He will be on today, Al.
Dynasty.
At 9:30 to explain us why. And I got to ask him this one thing. Because we have been talking a lot this week about Veterans Stadium. Because of his career ended on that turf.
Yep.
What was the atmosphere like for Michael Irvin going into Veterans Stadium in the most vicious era of fan behavior,
right. The
final days of the vet? Can you imagine what it was like when he walked out onto the field with all the drunken fans going berserk?
I can't, because I knew
the
what it was like.
700 level.
The spectrum, I knew what that was like in hockey. I can't imagine what it'd be in football.
I'm going to get him to describe the atmosphere when he came into Veterans Stadium with that excellent Cowboy team that we despised. Lots of fun ahead. Don't go anywhere. 215-592-9494. But when we come back, intrigue in Sixerville.
Oh.
Joel Embiid sent out a tweet near the end of last night's game, which the Heat lost to the Celtics.
Yeah, Jimmy's hurt.
That is very much concerning to Philadelphia 76er fans. Is he asking out of town? You decide when we return. WIP Sports Time, coming up at 6:36.
We all know finding a new vehicle might be tough right now because of low inventory levels and some dealers charging over MSRP for their vehicles. Well, not my friends at Lexus at Cherry Hill. They have over 200 new cars available with over $2 million in pre-owned inventory. Lexus at Cherry Hill is a four-time consecutive J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. What this means is Ed Sunday and his team will guide you through the process and make it the smoothest buying or leasing experience. Lexus of Cherry Hill, over 200 new vehicles to fall in love with. Go reserve your car now as more are on their way. Visit them online at lexusofcherryhill.com and on Route 73 in Mount Laurel. Lexus of Cherry Hill, where the finest automobiles reside.
All right, 6:40 is the time. This is going to be a big story today in Philadelphia sports. It's barely getting traction yet, but it will within hours, within minutes. It'll have traction. This will be all over the place by the end of today. Once again, Al, Joel Embiid not able to restrain himself on Twitter.
Third team all-star? Yeah, whatever.
He is. Al, there is a definite problem here with Joel Embiid. I'll just take you back first to what he tweeted right after the Heat eliminated the Sixers. This is when Jimmy Butler was still fairly healthy. Butler right now is half the player he was, because he's got a bum knee. He's playing. Normally, he wouldn't even be playing, but he's trying to play that. He can't do it. All right. So when they got eliminated, Joel Embiid came out with a tweet that said, "I don't know how we let him go."
Yeah.
And the whole narrative right after the Sixers were eliminated is they weren't tough enough. They didn't have a guy like Jimmy Butler. And clearly, by saying, "I don't know how we let him go," that was the point Embiid was trying to make.
Yep.
You brought in Harden. Harden's a pussycat. This guy's a real warrior.
He is. That's no doubt about
he
it.
He loved playing with Butler, all right? Yesterday, as Jimmy was losing, it was time for Embiid to come out again. And this would, Al, I want you to interpret it before I do, because this way people could not say that I am putting words into his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
that the Jimmy's losing again, and he says Miami needs one more star. What is your interpretation of yesterday's tweet?
It's not Jimmy's fault. Jimmy needs somebody else. Jimmy can't do. Jimmy's hurt. Jimmy needs somebody else. Don't look at this like Jimmy failed.
All right. That's a boring take.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Rhea Hughes, please, would you want to take a whack at this?
You know exactly what he was doing. I mean, his nickname on there is Joel Troll. You know, Troll. Yeah. He's a troll. So he knew exactly by putting that out there, gets everybody in a tizzy that he wants to join.
He's the one more star.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what he's writing.
It's immature.
No, can we first evaluate the remark and then we will evaluate the maturity level?
Yeah, he knew exactly what he was doing.
Is he lamenting? Is he proposing? Is he suggesting that maybe they should put together a deal where he could join Jimmy in Miami?
He's pining for him, which is embarrassing.
Keith Jones, help me here.
He wants people to discuss whether or not he's going to end up in Miami because he's petulant that way.
Yes.
Petulant.
Well, excuse me for a moment. Let me fall headfirst right into the trap.
Yes.
All right? Because I think this is I like to take something like this and really play it out.
Yeah, you should.
This is also an indictment of his new teammate, James Harden. He's basically saying, I want to play with a guy like Jimmy, not a guy like James.
Yeah. Not only does Jimmy need a star, he needs a star.
Right, exactly. Believe me, he will be confronted on this, and he will say, I wasn't talking about me.
Oh, of course not.
But he was. Understand, he was basically planting the seed that he would be better off with Jimmy in Miami, I guess, away from all the rest of the stuff here. Doc Rivers, maybe he doesn't like him anymore. Maybe he'd rather play for a better coach like Eric Spoelstra.
Well, just think about how close they came to actually winning the championship that year when Jimmy was here. It was one bouncing ball.
The closest they came.
The Raptors went on to win it, right?
Yep.
And the Sixers had them.
Right.
They should have won. That's how close they were to actually winning a championship with Butler here with Embiid.
All right. Will this hurt the fan opinion of him that he is already kind of starting to – this is the first time he's planted the idea that maybe he would be better off somewhere else.
I think the fans expect him to stuff like that, yeah.
And they understand that because they also are not in love with Harden.
Correct.
Yeah.
This
Correct.
Is really – to me, this is Harden versus Butler, and he's going, what did you bring that guy in for? Butler was the guy that made it work for us.
The last game Harden played is all the fans are going to remember.
All right, and just to continue my campaign for the next Flyers coach, I'm talking hockey today.
Oh.
And, you know, I got to tell you something. I am heartened by the fact that two of the most influential media people on hockey in America, Keith Jones, Al Morganti, have joined my campaign.
I'm just pleased that Jonesy doesn't have to take to Google to look up who John Tortorella is like he had to do with Dave Haxtell.
Yeah, isn't it refreshing?
That is very refreshing. We know who Torts is. Yeah. Yes. Here's a little more of Tortorella, Al. This is one where he is talking about when you know how you get where you want the coach to rip the other team or the refs when something bad happens on the ice, some cheap shot. Listen to the way Tortorella handles that.
It's a cheap, dirty hit. It's just, I wonder what would happen if we did it to their two whining stars over there. I wonder what would happen. So I'm anxious to see what happens with the league with this. Just no respect amongst players. None. It's sickening. It's one of the most arrogant organizations in the league. They whine about this stuff all the time, and look what happens. But they'll whine about something else over there, won't they? Starting with their two stars.
We're not going to whine here. Pittsburgh can whine. Pittsburgh whines enough for the whole league, so there's no room for any other team to whine.
Wow, he went after the Penguins.
Whiny stars.
Big time. All right, so
he would play well here, wouldn't it?
He was talking about Crosby and Malkin. Is that great?
Yes, that's what he
does. Is that what this city needs? Rhea, do we need that here? Brutal honesty.
I would love it. You would
Thank
love
you.
It. I mean,
no, and this is not me as the talk show host. This is not me as an Italian-American.
No, stop that.
This is me as a man who likes the old school.
Would he want to
coach
this team?
That's the old school.
Oh, he wants it.
Oh,
he
does
wants
he?
It.
Oh, yes, he wants
oh,
it.
Oh, he wants – what's holding this up?
Well, I don't know what he wants for money, and they have to – don't forget Trotz is still unemployed.
Listen to me. I'm willing.
Tockett's unemployed. I mean, yeah.
I am willing
yeah.
to pay an additional.
What?
50 cents.
No, don't say you'll pay more for your cable.
On my Xfinity
no.
bill.
No. No. No, 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 no.
For John Tortorella.
No, no, that's ridiculous.
I will get 50 cents worth of entertainment. Well,
they could it's hire. They have enough money to hire Elon Musk, okay?
Yeah, please. They don't need
Jonesy,
your 50 cents.
I will authorize a 50% raise in my cable bill.
50%.
Well, just think
no,
about it.
No, I'm sorry, 50 cents.
Right? 50
oh,
cents.
No, no, not 50%. Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
But could he coach this team?
Yes, he's, yeah, got, he's not
oh,
that
he
young.
Could.
Well, because my plan is to get Tortorella, Johnny Gaudreau, and Tony D'Angelo.
Okay,
all right,
if you do
now
that,
we're talking.
That,
all possibilities.
Yeah, that,
all legitimate
the
possibilities.
If you do those three things, that's the hat trick.
Right.
And then what Al did to the ratings last year won't matter anymore. Because Tortorella is going to be so much better.
And let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, now we will resume our programming, which is to rip Joe Girardi. Sean's up all the way from Maryland to take his shot today. Hi, Sean. Sean, are you there?
Hey, Ange. Good morning, crew. Welcome back, Jonesy. Joe Girardi is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Is he and horrible or what?
He is horrible. And this play last night that we listened to and we watched, that represents such a lack of fundamentals. And I don't want to hear about, oh, we had a short spring training, because other teams are not playing Bad News Bears sloppy ball like that. This is an indictment, a direct result of Joe Girardi and his lame, dead corpse management style, and he has got to go. Please, we're letting this season slip away from us. We really are.
All right, Sean, you are one of the things I enjoy about Sean. He's a man's man like us, except for real. And I want you to hear this, because this to me is all you need to hear from Girardi. And I'm really trying today. You may notice this. I'm juxtaposing the comments of John Tortorella and the wimpy stuff coming out of Joe Girardi's mouth. He's asked why Ranger Suarez was taken out at 88 pitches, and whether he needs a break, that he's working too hard. And Joe said it's not just Ranger.
Well, I think we're looking at all of them, to be honest with you, right? You know, we got two guys coming off COVID, right? F would make four starts in 16 days, right? That's a lot for a guy coming off COVID. You know, Nola has worked hard. Gibby has worked hard. Wheeler's coming off COVID too, right? So we just felt it was in our best interest for all of them.
Now, they need to change the team song to Mr. Softy, right? Coming down. Oh, look, here comes the ice cream man, Mr. Softy.
Well, he's just...
Oh, my God, Eflin's pitched four times at 16. Do you understand, Al? Even Eflin doesn't realize that?
No.
He calls Eflin in. Are you tired? Not at all. Well, you should be. You pitched four times in 16 days.
If I was F, I'd say F.
Yeah.
Mr. Softy, Sean, they're all too damn soft.
And he's creating by talking about how soft they are and making them soft, he's making them think they're soft. So they're not going to be ready when it's time for crunch time.
It's awful. Sean, listen to me. This guy's the worst. Do you understand? He's worse than Kepler. I didn't even put Kepler in our choices today, Al. He's worse than Ryan Sandberg.
No.
He's worse than John Felsky, and he's worse than Nick Leyva.
John Felsky, how long ago is that?
And he doesn't defend his players. He's had a couple opportunities this year to go out and defend his players. He doesn't even know when to do that.
I wouldn't do it anyway. They stink. All right, anyway, sure, they're four games under 500. How much more into this season are they going to go before they realize the number one problem on the team is a guy making the decisions in the games?
Yeah, I really wish they would wake up and get rid of this, because you're wasting prime time with Harper. This is the prime of his career, and you're wasting it. You're throwing it away with this fool. It's beyond belief.
Well, in the 7 o'clock hour, Keith Jones will explore
ooh
what Harper is thinking right now.
Yeah, no, it's
four hits last night.
Four for five.
They lose 8-4.
Home run, and they should have been a season-changing home run.
The biggest hit of the season.
Yes.
and then Girardi found a way to ruin it.
What do you think Harper's thinking when he watches that ball go past Odubel Herrera?
You're going to tell us what he's thinking. Do you understand you are the psyche of the American athlete?
Yes. But I'm Canadian.
All right, it's a stretch. Sean, I got to have right now an exciting manager or coach. Who you like?
I want somebody like this who will defend his players and tell it like it is. The late Earl Weaver.
Earl Weaver, Al. Have you seen? They recorded stuff with Earl Weaver. This is the 70s. Mm. The language coming out of that little body. Oh, it was appalling, Al. And yet highly entertaining.
Yeah. Could go up there and hit home runs.
Oh, yeah. He was the master of the three-run homer. Dennis is up from Mount Laurel. Dennis, what are you doing calling in? Didn't you have a medical emergency?
I still have the IV in me, radio man. I'm calling you from Vertua in Marlton this morning.
Wait. Are you calling from a hospital bed with an IV in your arm after kidney surgery?
After some procedure, yes.
Wow. You had a kidney stone.
Yes.
Yeah, Al and I have had those. Not great.
Yeah, I didn't have to go to the hospital. I just bashed it with some laser.
It's tough. But, Dennis, I'm glad you're doing better enough to be able to talk to us today. This must be urgent, you calling from a hospital bed.
I'm calling about our robot guy. I mean, I think I was the first one who called him a robot about a month ago. I mean, he gave pitch counts, excuses. I mean, he's looking like he's defeated already, so... At this point, I'm with Al. It's Memorial Day weekend, but it might as well be 4th of July weekend. He has got to go, Angelo. He has got to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need to take a pause here to illustrate what we are hearing right now.
What is it?
There is a man who just sustained a procedure, is in a hospital, hooked up to an IV.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first hour of this show, he felt obligated to call in to call for the immediate dismissal of Joe Girardi. Al, that's why I love this city.
Yeah.
You understand? This guy, Dennis has other things on his mind right now than firing the manager.
He's just hoping that his stone passes just in time, just after Girardi's fired.
Angela, what's on my mind is I'm getting the hell out of here today.
Dennis, I could be wrong on this, but keep an eye on that stone. It might look like Girardi.
Oh, my God.
Dennis, give me an exciting manager or coach.
Joe Girardi, Philadelphia's kidney stone.
How about our own? Nobody. I'm surprised nobody said this yet. How about our own passionate Larry Boa?
Larry Boa. He is exciting. He is still exciting. He still says exciting stuff, right? He was out a couple of weeks ago. He's an exciting man.
He doesn't want any part of it now.
No, he doesn't.
Because he came in here and basically he said, would you be interested? And he said, I can't deal with what it's become.
Yeah.
He would be.
Old school.
Yeah. It's
not working now.
But I guarantee you, 100%, they'd be better the minute he took over. The minute he took over. 215. I got Mike, John, and Tom. You will get on soon. If you call right now, what do we have so far, Alan? Exciting managers and coaches like John Tortorella.
You got Bo. You got Earl Weaver. John Chaney, just awesome. Lou Piniella and Billy Martin.
All right. Those are some exciting ones. There's a ton more. A lot of local ones, too. I kind of have one I favor, but we'll see if anybody gets it. 215-592-9494. When we return out, John Johnson with a theory on what is really going on with the Phillies. He's also got some thoughts on the Sixers and Joel Embiid's tweet. You don't want to miss any of this. WIP Sports Time, 6:55.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.